From lawyers to manufacturers, hardly a day goes by without a new headline warning workers of the threat to their jobs from automation. Now, a new report from Deloitte Access Economics is trying to allay those fears, taking a look at the skills needed for jobs of the future. This report finds that 6 out of every 7 jobs created over the next decade will be for knowledge workers, and identifies what it calls skills of the heart as a key growth area. Chris Richardson is a partner with Deloitte Access Economics, and he's giving a speech based on this report at the National Press Club today in Canberra. Chris Richardson, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
The report finds a shift in demand from what's described as skills of the hands to skills of the head and the heart. Can you explain to us what these skills of the head and the heart are?
Sure. So way back when, jobs were all about brawn. Then they increasingly became about brains. So we shifted from jobs that used our hands to jobs that used our heads. But computers can be trained to do pretty smart things as well, especially if they're, you know, sort of repetitive, routine types of things. It's the everything else where job growth is increasingly concentrating in the things that computers aren't as good at doing. We've described those as jobs of the heart, but it covers everything from design to leadership to caring to creativity, even to good customer service.
We did an interview back in January with Andrew Charlton from Alpha Beta. They did a similar report, which called for a revolution in training and education. And it found that the hardest skills for machines to replicate were things like leadership, empathy, and creativity. Does that match with what you describe as skills of the head and the heart?
Yes, it does. And that is increasingly the consensus that economists are hitting on. If you think of essentially three things, in net terms, technology is not sending unemployment up. Sure, it's taking some jobs, but it's creating other ones. Those new technologies, as we adopt them, do help raise our wages. But it does mean that jobs are changing faster than ever. We're falling behind on that trend. And one thing off the back of that is it says that business needs to be getting much better at on-the-job training than has ever been true.
I'll come to education and training in a second, but the report singles out the skills and jobs of the future are very often what we might think of as female. Women currently dominate the fastest growing jobs, if you think about jobs in aged care, healthcare, caring professions, but also some of those other skills you were describing then. Is that what you're talking about, the sort of jobs in those burgeoning sectors, or the broad skills that women tend to bring to the table more easily, readily?
Both in this case. The technological revolution here and all around the world is shifting jobs towards sectors and occupations that women are often been in. And part of the rise in women into the paid workforce in Australia and all around the world in recent decades isn't just, you know, better education, changing cultures and the like. It's actually that work is moving towards the strengths that women have in job markets.
In those sectors, though, some of those sectors I talked about there, wages aren't as high. I mean, your report finds that men dominate the jobs most susceptible to automation, some manual occupations involving repetitive tasks. But if you look at the wage structure of some of the manufacturing sector, for instance, as compared to some of those caring sectors, women's wages don't match up. So wage growth is already sluggish. What do you think the wage gains will be in the new economy?
And two thoughts there. What's happening over time as jobs are showing up in the areas that computers aren't good at, you are seeing wages strengthen in those areas as demand takes off. And that is one of the reasons why there's been a degree of closing of the gap with women's wages versus men's wages. So you are seeing those demand strengths playing through. More broadly, the wider point is technology. And a lot of people have fears, anxieties about the rise of technology. One of them is around wages. And the point there is that it's not that new technologies have a connection to that weak wage growth around the world. Two quick ways to think of that. One is the nations that have the best equipped workers, you know, the where technology take up is the best and deepest, are the same nations that have the highest wages. And here in Australia, you can see that link between technology take up, better productivity, and the increase in wages through this century to date.
Where do we see that, though? We're not seeing an increase in wages at the moment.
We are, if you measure it from the start of this century. A bunch of people measure it over the last decade, which basically means, you know, from the peak just ahead of the global financial crisis, basically a resources boom pumped up our wages to an unsustainable extent. The subsequent wind back there has had an impact.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Chris Richardson, partner of Deloitte Access Economics. He'll be presenting the findings of a new report from Deloitte into the skills of the future, the changing nature of work. You've mentioned in education and skills and the skills needed. And as I mentioned, that Alpha Beta report in January, it said what required was a revolution in training and that Australia would need a complete overhaul of post-school education and training. Do you think that's what's needed? Have we not got the investment we need in our education and training systems?
And it's not in the right places, if you like. You know, the formal classroom training is fine, but if you think of a couple of key elements of an equation, workers are staying with their employers for longer than ever. Job tenure in Australia continues to increase. In the last decade, we've stayed with our current employer 5 months more than was true 10 years ago. And at the same time, jobs are changing faster than ever, and we're falling behind on the skills that we need there. And that combination is an absolutely rolled gold recipe for business to be better at on-the-job training, or as Crosby, Stills and Nash so beautifully put it, love the one you're with.
So what are we getting wrong, though, in terms of, you say we're investing in the wrong skills, the wrong training. What are we getting wrong and where do we need to be focusing?
So that on-the-job stuff is quicker, cheaper, more focused than more formal classroom training. And again, formal classroom training is great. But if we're going to keep up with the skills of the future and the underlying pace of change, we need to do better in particular at the on-the-job stuff. The average job requires about 18 critical skills. You know, pretty much everything requires you to be good across a range of things. At the start of this decade, the average Australian worker was behind, lacked about 1.2 of those 18 critical skills. As jobs have continued to change, that's catching workers and governments and businesses by surprise. Today, we're short by almost 2 out of those 18 skills. We do need to be investing in those skills that are changing fast.
What sort of skills, Chris,
can
you zero in those skills?
If you think of 6 out of 7 of the jobs that will be created over the next decade by 2030 will be knowledge worker jobs. So jobs that handle and use information in a variety of ways. Now, that doesn't say every kid at school needs to learn coding, but it does say Australia is notably short on general digital literacy. We need workers who are better equipped to work with these new technologies. And it's the working with that's the standout point. It's great to have innovation policies. It's marvellous to have a technology plan, but you need the matching people plan to go with it. Otherwise, you've really only got half a strategy.
And the people plan is encouraging employers to do more and assisting them.
Yes, yeah, and governments need to be part of that solution too.
All right, Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Chris Richardson is a partner of Deloitte Access Economics, and this report finds this is worth a lot. Getting this right could be worth $36 billion to our economy. It's not like we haven't seen it coming. This is not the first report to give this warning. So clearly, we need to do something much better in terms of our education and skills development in this country.